It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
It's overtime here on 106.7 The Fan, and always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. Youngest in Charge Movement, Linnell Willingham, riding with you to 11 o'clock tonight before we dish the rock to the JR. Sport brief, plenty to get to before we get out of here. We'll get you up to speed real quick on the Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Celtics in the Heat. Miami obviously coming into this one with a 3-1 series lead. We talked about it in the opener. No Gabe Vincent tonight for Miami, and the Boston Celtics smelling blood in the water. They came out talky hot. They have a 35-20 lead after the first quarter of play, and they are shooting the heck out of the basketball right now. The Boston Celtics, 7-12 from beyond the arc in that first quarter. They made 7 3-pointers in that first quarter. Jason Tatum leading all scorers with 12 points. Derek White, he's in his bag offensively as well. He's got 11. And going into that second quarter, Boston, one step closer, it looks like, to writing history. I said it at the top of the show. Teams in the playoffs that fall down 3-0 in a 7-game series, 0-150. So if Boston is going to make history, they got to hold on tonight. And hopefully they can get this series back to Miami. We'll keep you up to speed on Celtics in Heat all night long as the show resumes. Right now, though, I want to continue to take your calls, man. Tap in with me. MGM National Harbor listener lines wide open. 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. The Wizards made a monumental move. I'm going to keep using that joke until this gets old. Made a monumental move today, hiring former Clippers general manager Michael Winger to be the next president of Monumental Basketball. And my big question, yes, we're happy we got a new executive for the first time in a while, but the honeymoon phase ain't going to last long when you've missed the playoffs 4 out of the last 5 years. The honeymoon phase doesn't last long when you've got the fourth fewest regular season wins since 2000. So my question out to you all is, what should be the first order of business for new president Mike Winger? Now, obviously, you got to hire a general manager. That is the first thing that needs to be done. And I don't even want to call it a general manager. The term they used was a lead executive for the Wizards. They got to hire that person, right? The NBA draft is coming up. It'll be here before you know it. The Wizards have the 8th pick. They've got some big-time decisions that need to be made. And if Michael Winger isn't going to be the only one making those decisions, hurry the hell up and get his number two in the building so this team can get to work. They got to get to work. You don't have a lot of time here. You need to make up for lost time. They got to get in, burn the midnight oil, man. Long nights at the facility, grinding tape, going over the cap structure. What do you want to do with this roster moving forward? I said hiring a GM is obviously the most important thing and the first thing that I want him to do, but a close second is you got to establish Michael Winger and whoever they bring in here. You got to establish what direction you want to take this roster. Where do we go from here? You've missed the playoffs in 4 of the last 5 seasons. your max player right now, Bradley Beal, for all intents and purposes, isn't playing nearly to the level of a max player. You've got two free agents this summer that were huge contributors on your team last year, and Kristaps Porzingis and Kyle Kuzma. You got to figure out whether or not Denny Avdija is in your long-term plans, because this is his last season under contract. There are big-time moves that need to be made. Now, the one question I have is, what is Michael Winger about? That's why I asked the question, what direction do you want to take the roster? Because in L.A., when he was with the Clippers, he never went through a rebuild. That's not what they did. They retooled on the fly. He got there post-Lob City. They were eager to keep winning and take that next step. So he never had to do a full-scale rebuild. Is Michael Winger about that life? Does Michael Winger want to go through something like that? Is he qualified to go through something like that? He's never done it. He's never done it. They retooled post-Lob City. Their big move was sending Blake Griffin to the Detroit Pistons. So when we talk about that relationship building and how it's a cutthroat industry and it's a business first, I love that for Michael Winger. He came in there, and one of his first orders of business was to trade the franchise's franchise player away and retool, because he saw that, look, our ceiling with Blake Griffin isn't a championship. He wants to win rings. I love that about Michael Winger. So on the same token here in Washington, who is our Blake Griffin? Bradley Beal. Is Michael Winger going to come in here and say, look, man, unless you come out here and play like a $47 million player, I got to move you. I got to move you. Now, as a fan base, we all know how tricky that scenario could potentially get. Let's call a spade, right? The genius named Tommy Shepard, who was the team's former GM and president, was stupid enough to give Bradley Beal a no-trade clause. So in the event that Michael Winger does want to move on from Bradley Beal, Bradley Beal and his 250 M's can look right across from Michael Winger and say, look, man, been here for 10 years, raised two kids in this area, three kids in this area, met my wife in this area. I'm not going anywhere. And then what? And then what happens to the Washington Wizards? What happens if Bradley Beal uses his trump card? I don't know. I don't know, but on the same, on the other side of the token for Brad, in year 10, does he want to go through a rebuild? If that's the direction they want to go, I'm pretty sure Brad would probably be A-OK with getting traded and waving that no-trade clause. Because when you're in year 11, you don't want to go through full-scale rebuilds. You want to championship chase. He's got the bread already. He's made an all-star game. Now it's about improving that resume, getting a championship. So if you're Bradley Beal, you got some decisions to make too. That's the big question, though. What is the team going to do with Bradley Beal? What do you want the direction of this franchise to be? There are pressing issues right now that are facing Michael Winger. It's going to be a long, long offseason. It's going to be a long offseason. But the great thing about it, and I'll keep saying this, Wizards fans, this is the time to rejoice, y'all. This is the time to rejoice. We're winning having this happen. We're winning. Ted Leonsis hiring somebody from outside of the organization is, to me, the first step in admitting you got a problem. Just like in AA meetings, Alcoholics Anonymous, the first thing you do is go up and say, my name is such and such, and I got a problem, and I'm an alcoholic. Ted Leonsis hiring somebody from outside of the organization is his AA meeting. That's his version of going up in front of the other governors across the league and saying, hi, y'all, my name is Ted Leonsis, and I don't know how to run a basketball operation. That's what he's doing. That's what he's doing. Admitting that he don't know it all. I love that from Ted Leonsis. What else do you want from Ted? I'll tell you what I want. I want him to give Michael Winger complete autonomy. But this is the first step, y'all. You can't get to championship status without going through this period. You can't skip steps in this process. That's been the problem in previous years with this regime. They were skipping steps. Now moving forward, the goal is no longer going to be making the play-in tournament, trying to be an 8 seed. The goal is now championships. I hate saying this stat because it breaks me to pieces. I am a Wizards fan just like a lot of you all out there are. Since 2000, the Wizards have the fourth fewest regular season wins. Change is needed. It's mandatory when you're that bad. So today is a day that we should be rejoicing, putting our arms around one another, grabbing some popcorn and seeing what the hell is going to happen. Because I guarantee you this, we may not agree with every move that Michael Winger is going to make, but I guarantee we'll be entertained by the moves that Michael Winger makes. I want to reach out to you all, though, man. Take the pulse of this D.C. family fan base. MGM National Harbor listener lines wide open, 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. The Wizards announced today former Clippers general manager Michael Winger going to take over as the president of Monumental Basketball. What should be his first order of business with the Washington Wizards? Let's hit the phone here. Let's go to Eric in Springfield. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, Lanell, thank you for taking my call. This is great. I finally got a chance to get through.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so there's three things that I'm thinking about with this new GM because we haven't really talked about it. So one, will he get a chance to clean out that whole medical staff? Because we got guys like Bradley Beal playing less than 50 games for over four seasons, right? Yep. We got guys who are constantly hurt. So can he clean out the medical staff, right? And then number two, is he going to be able to clean out that scouting staff? Because we can't have the same guys drafting Troy Brown, Johnny Davis, Chris Singleton, JaVale McGee, Nick Young. The list can go on and on. And then third, my thing is for Bradley Beal, right? The brother's making all this money. And everybody's talking about his contract is albatross. Why does he not feel embarrassed and say, you know what, Ted Leon, I got to twist your arm and say, hey, bring some people to help me win a championship. Like, beat Kobe Bryant circa 2007 and say, hey, if I'm not getting championship moves and getting championship players to help me out, I'm gone. Trade me. I don't care. Because I want to hear that. And I'll hear Ted Leon talk about winning a championship. So hopefully he talks about winning a championship finally, not this little play-in crap.
Hey, Eric, I appreciate the call, my man. If that's all you got, I'm going to let you go, man. I appreciate you tapping in. That's as real as it gets, man. Eric speaks for a majority of this Wizards fan base. And the one thing that Eric said there at the end of the call, no more of this playing crap. Let's be a championship contender for once. This is Chocolate City, baby. The DMV is the mecca of basketball. So the fact that the Wizards are lacking behind is an embarrassment for this community. It is. Especially considering where this team once was. It's not like the entire existence of the franchise has been bad. It's about trying to recreate and establish a brand new culture. Because guess what? I'll continue to say the stat till I'm blue in the face. I hate saying it. I gotta wash my mouth out with soap after I say it. Since 2000, the Wizards have the fourth fewest wins in basketball. So something must change. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, Josh Robbins, who covers the team for The Athletic, he's set to join us next. We'll pick his brain on what is next for the future of Washington Wizards basketball. All that and more coming up next right here on The Fan.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked. High hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's overtime here on 106.7 The Fan and always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. Youngest in charge movement, Linnell Willingham, riding with you until 11 o'clock tonight before we dish the rock to the JR. Sport brief. Right now, well, we got a quick second. Want to get you up to speed on Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Celtics taking full advantage of Miami being without Gabe Vincent. It is a 53-38 Celtics lead with 3:09 left to go in the opening half. The big story for Boston, they were tacky hot from the field and from beyond the arc. 20 of 40 from the field and 9 of 21 from the great beyond. They hold a 15-point lead. We'll see whether or not the Boston Celtics will reach one step closer to making history, trying to become the first team to win a NBA playoff series after falling down 3-0. Joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline is our pal Josh Robbins, who has been hard at work covering the Washington Wizards for The Athletic. You can give him a follow on Twitter, at Joshua B. Robbins. I'm surprised you're still up, my man. You've been grinding, burning the midnight oil.
That's true, but thank you for saying that. Yeah, last night was a late night.
I'm about to say, when I texted you, I was surprised you responded.
Right, you texted me when, at 2:45?
Yeah.
Something like that? What you were doing texting. Took a lot of guts.
I saw you had just dropped.
You're a friend. I'm happy to receive it, but that's still, you know.
I know.
That's a first.
Definitely, man. Look, we talked about this a couple weeks back, actually. You hopped on with me, and we talked about the stunning move that was Ted Leonsis finally deciding to pull the plug on Tommy Shepard. You and a bunch of others reported today the big-time news that officially came out. Former Clippers general manager Michael Winger going to take over as the president of Monumental Basketball. And that title, Josh, has me confused. I'll ask you about that a little bit later on. But while you got a second here, Josh, can you tell Wizards fans who Michael Winger is and how they should feel after this monumental move? No pun intended.
Look, this is someone who worked in various capacities for the Cavaliers, the Oklahoma City Thunder, and most recently for the Clippers. For the Clippers since 2017 as their general manager. Essentially, the second person on the totem pole there working for Lawrence Frank, the president of basketball operations. Michael Winger is a lawyer by training who is not really a traditional basketball guy. Didn't come up through the coaching ranks. He didn't come up through the scouting ranks or the player evaluation ranks. He is more along the lines of a strategist, a long-term and short-term strategist, a cap expert, a CBA, mm-hmm. That is to say, collective bargaining agreement expert, a negotiating specialist. Rather than someone who might be able to see a pair of young prospects coming into the draft and then evaluate one versus the other. Right. It's not that he can't do that, but that's not his forte.
Right.
So when his next order of business is something that's quite immediate, he's going to hire someone who will be his number two person as it relates to the Wizards. And the Wizards might call that position a general manager. They might call it head of Wizards basketball. What they call it is almost irrelevant.
Right.
But it's got to be a basketball person with the ability to evaluate, the ability to determine which other evaluators should be on staff, someone who could
communicate well with the coach, the assistant coaches, and the players. Not to say that, that Winger can't do those things, but that's not necessarily in his wheelhouse.
Definitely. So obviously, Josh, like you said, the next big piece for this is who Michael Winger decides to bring on board. Based on the relationships he's had over the past years, 18 years as an exec, plenty of different stops, meeting a bunch of different people. Can you think of any possible candidates off the top of your head?
Yes. One person who has been speculated is Will Dawkins, the vice president of basketball operations in Oklahoma City, essentially the number, either the 2B or the number 3 person within the Thunder's basketball operations. That's one name I've heard. Potentially an assistant general manager with the Brooklyn Nets, Jeff Peterson, might be someone they would consider. I have another name yet. I'm not going to share it. Not because there's nothing that someone who might come into play.
Okay.
But right now, that's more rumor than fact. And
we won't hold you to it, Josh. If you want to spill the beans.
No, I'm going to say that from my reporting. if certain things come to fruition. So those are several of the people, but without question, it's got to be someone who brings a skill set that Winger is not known for.
Right. So there's a clip going around right now, viral on Twitter right now, and Winger was talking about the trade that they made to acquire Paul George from the Oklahoma City Thunder. He was talking about, you know, what pieces they had to give up and how difficult of a move that was. I say all that to say this. How do you think he fares in the relationship portion of the gig? Because as you know, Josh, starting with next month's draft, there are a lot of very tough decisions that need to be made with this roster, and somebody's got to come down and take the emotions out of it.
That part of it, I don't think he'll have any trouble with.
Okay.
I don't think he'll have any trouble with it. He is, regardless of what the title is, the buck is going to stop with him.
Okay.
That's the way it's been explained to me. And someone who's coming in to take over a team that has many serious question marks, that's stuck in the mud, that's underperforming, both on the court and even at the gate, it's been said to me, not by Wizards people, but by people in the league, that he's likely to come in and really not lay down the law, but put his stamp on things quite early. And there are a lot of opportunities for him to do it, some of them not of his choosing. Yet, will he re-sign Kuzma? What is he going to do with Porzingis, who can become an unrestricted free agent? What will happen with Bradley Beal? Will Beal get traded if Beal permits it?
Yeah.
So I expect him to put his stamp on things relatively early, not just because that's his goal, but because, you know, he has no other choice. These questions are very much pressing and very important questions.
Josh, one thing that made me scratch my head a little bit was the new current structure of Monumental Basketball. So in the press release, it says that Winger is going to be overseeing not just the Wizards, but also the Mystics and Go-Go. The Go-Go, I understand, but why do we have him dealing with the Mystics? From a fan's perspective, Josh, you know what folks are saying. Man, the Wizards can never just have someone that comes in and focuses solely on them. We got to have him splitting his time with the Mystics, who don't really need any help in terms of basketball structure.
My understanding or my take on this is that he's not going to be involved with the day-to-day operations of the Mystics.
Okay.
The Mystics have a general manager. They have a coach. I think that entity, while the general manager is going to report to Winger, that's true. I think they're going to be self-managed.
Oh, okay.
He's not going to be making personnel decisions for the Mystics. but he will be the person to whom the general manager of the Mystics will report. And I think, if anything, he'll be putting together some sort of structure for decision making and a method of decision making that will apply both to the Mystics and to the Wizards.
We're joined right now on the BetQL guest hotline by our pal Josh Robbins, who covers the Washington Wizards for The Athletic. You can give him a follow on Twitter at Joshua B. Robbins. Josh, the latest piece that you put out in The Athletic highlighted a five-year plan that Michael Winger will submit to Ted Leonsis for approval and then update the plan after each season. When I hear five-year plan, Josh, I immediately start thinking about something that hasn't really happened here in a long time, a full-scale tear-down rebuild. Two-parter here for you, Josh. Do you feel the same way that I'm feeling? And then Michael Winger doesn't really have experience going through a full-scale rebuild. When he got to L.A. post-Lob City, the first move he makes is dealing Blake Griffin, and then they've got the wheels moving again. So do you think he's got the patience to go through a full-scale rebuild?
Well, we're going to see. Yeah, he's not the guy. Yeah, maybe he was on the trade call. Maybe he helped in the negotiations. But in L.A., the buck stopped with Lawrence Frank. Okay. Now, I mean, the title was general manager, but Lawrence Frank is the person who runs that basketball operations department. I'm not saying Michael Winger didn't have a role in it, didn't have input, maybe even conducted some of the negotiations, certainly set a lot of the strategy. But if anyone coming in mm-hmm. is making decisions based on his or her patience, then that's the wrong person for the job. In any job, not just the Wizards' job, if you talk to people in the league for rival teams, they are almost at this team needs to be drastically rebuilt. Doesn't necessarily mean trade everyone, but can't run it back. Yeah. And all indications are Ted Leonsis would not stand in the way of that, should that be what Michael Winger wants. And I have to believe that in these conversations,
yeah.
Michael Winger told Ted Leonsis what he would want to do. You can't hire someone without knowing
right.
what someone's goals and the method that person is going to do. So,
yeah. But you know this, Josh. Those negotiations, one thing can be said, but when you're actually on the clock and on the job, other things change, right? Like, so I think the big pause, and people are holding their breath here locally, knowing Ted's reluctancy to go with a full-scale rebuild. So, yeah, he's giving him the power to do so, but, man, is he going to have the full amount of time to get this thing back to where it needs? Because as you've alluded to and others around the league have alluded to, this thing needs to be stripped down to the studs.
I would tweak that just a little bit to say that they can't just be in the middle anymore.
Okay, right.
Now, if they could have just snapped their fingers and suddenly become great in one fell swoop, they would have done it.
Right.
They have to be something. They have to compete for the best lottery odds,
yeah.
and likely do it for several years in a row, depending on how the lotteries go. That's the traditional way to rebuild a team. It's how San Antonio has done it twice now. That's how Oklahoma City did it with some exceptions in the sense that they had the foresight to trade away people when those individuals whom they traded had the highest possible value.
Yeah.
If Michael Winger brings the same perspective to any rebuild the Wizards might have that Sam Presti and company have brought to the recent rebuild in OKC, then the Wizards are very much in business. I'm eager to see what their first moves are.
Yeah.
I would imagine that one of the very first orders of business is trying to call up other executives in the league to try to get a sense of what the current players' trade values are,
yeah.
which is not to say that they're going to trade them, but you got to have a sense of how the players he's inheriting
yeah.
are valued in the league.
You got to do your due diligence. I think that definitely makes a ton of sense as far as first orders of business are concerned. We keep mentioning Bradley Beal and the contract that he has. Do you find that his trade clause, his no trade clause, excuse me, may end up causing some friction within the organization? Because if Michael Winger wants to come in here and go through a full-scale rebuild with Bradley Beal on the roster, there's no guarantee that in year 11 Bradley Beal is going to be comfortable with that. So do you see this getting messy potentially if they do decide, hey, we got to move Brad?
The no trade clause complicates the daylights side of things, potentially.
Yeah.
They would have to work with Beal and Beal's agent, Mark Borlstein, to create a palatable trade to the Wizards of a team of Beal's choice, because he could veto any team.
But the thing is, Josh, when you look at it from a cap standpoint, there are only really a handful of teams that can match the $51 million salary in return. So those options are limited on face value.
Well, they can't trade. There's very few teams, if any, that will have that amount of cap space to trade him into. But you'd have to take salary back,
right,
which is part of the problem of granting him a maximum salary contract. That's the problem. I think a lot of this will come down to, and just to be clear, I have not heard this from Brad, but it makes common sense. I don't think at 30 years old, and he will turn 30 next month, that he would be interested in, as much as he likes Washington, all that, that he would be interested in being on board for a full-scale teardown. And if that is true, if that is correct, I would think that it would be a little bit easier to trade. He'd certainly be more open to a trade. That's my opinion. And I think that only makes
sense.
Yeah. And one situation I would just keep an eye on is this situation with James Harden in Philly.
Huh.
If what my friend of the Philly Inquirer, Keith Pompey, wrote is correct, and if Keith wrote it, it almost certainly is correct, that Harden is intending to go sign with the Houston Rockets, then Philly suddenly is in real trouble in terms of maximizing Embiid's championship window, and maybe there could then be a deal to be worked there.
Yeah, that'd be interesting, because there are some familiar faces, i.e. Tobias Harris in Philly, that you know Michael Winger's familiar with, so that'd be interesting as far as matching salaries in a deal with the Sixers.
That's right. Now, Tyrese Maxey, I don't think the Sixers would let him go in any trade.
Right.
But yeah, maybe that would be again, all speculation, maybe that would be a place that would be appealing to Bradley Beal.
At the end of the day, I think what fans need to realize, Josh, and I'm sure you agree with this, they missed the window on maximizing Bradley Beal's trade value. I guess it'll kind of segues into my next question, Josh. What type of return, realistically speaking, do you think Washington can garner for Beal if they do it before the season starts? Now, obviously, when the season starts, if they have until the trade deadline to make a decision, who knows? He might go ape crazy during the first half of the season. But right now, where do you think the trade value stands for Brad?
I don't think the trade value would be similar to what Oklahoma City received for trading Paul George to the Clippers. Remember, the Clippers had to trade Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and draft picks, if memory serves. I don't think that's going to be the haul that the Wizards would receive for Beal. There were certain factors at play there that made the Clippers not quite desperate, but close to desperate to make that happen.
Right.
The salary that Beal is going to make, even with the new CBA, that's onerous for a team to take on. And yes, you're right. They would have to match salaries. So the Wizards would have to take in salary, although maybe not over the same term.
Expiring
next
deals,
4 years.
I'm assuming what they'd want.
Well, ideally, yes, but in a situation like this where the player can essentially determine to a very large degree where he goes, sometimes beggars can't be choosers. And in this case, the Wizards would be the beggars. They're the ones without the leverage. Unless it's going to be so obvious that they're going to do a full-scale rebuild, which we don't know yet that they're going to do, that Beal becomes eager to leave.
Yeah. And that may end up driving his trade value down. So A lot to get through here in the next month or so, Josh. I appreciate you giving us some time, my man. Continue to stay on the grind, my friend.
Hey, good chat, good chat.
Always good catching up with Josh Robbins. Make sure you give him a follow on Twitter at Joshua B. Robbins and Uptown Don. Boy, so much to unpack from that. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we won't even have time to unpack it. We'll get to it before the show ends here. We'll continue our discussion on the Washington Wizards. Up next, though, we'll get you up to speed on the latest with Boston and Miami Game 5. And then we'll do a little NBA hot news or not news. Next is The Fan.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Big thanks to our pal Josh Robbins, who covers the Wizards for The Athletic. He joined us in the last segment. If you missed any of my conversation with Josh, you're in luck. Make sure you download the free Odyssey app. Use the rewind feature and go back to the 9:15 segment with Josh Robbins, who gave us the latest on the Washington Wizards. Youngest in charge, movement Linnell Willingham. Ride with you to 11 o'clock here on this Thursday night edition of Overtime. I'll take you up to 11 before we dish the rock to the JR Sport Brief. Coming up in about 45 minutes, we'll hear the Clippers side of the story when Law Murray joins us. He covers the Clippers for The Athletic, who give us the latest scoop on the newest member of the Washington Wizards, former Clippers general manager Michael Winger. Right now, while we got a chance, I want to get you up to speed on the Eastern Conference Finals. Game 5, Miami came in with a 3-1 series lead, and they got up 3-0, and you all know the history. Teams that get down 3-0 in an NBA playoff series are 0-150. The Boston Celtics, though, not giving a rat's you-know-what about the history. They lead Miami 63-44 with 10-10 left to go in the third quarter. The story for Boston, they are shooting the cover off the damn basketball. 11-26 from downtown. They're 24-48 from the field. And Boston in that first half outscored Miami 13-0 on second chance points and 17-9 off turnovers. They've made as many threes as the Heat have attempted. So trends like that lead to blowouts, considering how efficiently the Boston Celtics are hooping right now. It is a 17-point Celtics lead. They lead 63-46 with 9:23 left to go in the third quarter. The high scorer for Boston is Jaylen Brown. He's got 15. Derek White's got 14. Marcus Smart's got 13. And Jason Tatum's got 12. So an equal opportunity effect right now for that Boston offense. And Miami's struggling. We mentioned in the top of the show, no Gabe Vincent tonight as he suffered an ankle sprain at the end of game 4. They definitely miss him right now. Kyle Lowry replaced him in the starting lineup. He's struggling 1-for-2 from the field. He's got 4 turnovers as well. So a struggle right now for the Miami Heat. We'll keep things on the NBA right now. Let's go a little bit of NBA hot news or not news.
It's the biggest stories in the sports world today in hot news or not news.
This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot. Bringing super producer Uptown Don to get us up to speed on the latest in the association. What you got for us, big fella?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Keeping it on the hardwood. Kyrie Irving. He is an impending free agent this offseason, and there's been a lot of reports, like from ESPN's Brian Windhorst, that the Lakers might be interested in him. And Kyrie had some words on his IG Live yesterday about what's going on with his free agency. I'm going to play it for you, and you let me know if it's hot news or not news.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Stop mentioning me on Twitter. All y'all fan bases, stop mentioning me right now, please. It is still the Western Conference and Eastern Conference Finals. Denver's going to the finals. You know, we're still waiting for Boston and Miami. Can y'all please leave me the f*** out of this? Please, can I just be with my family in peace? Y'all got people at my dinner table discussing what my free agency plans are. Stop that. Y'all think it's funny, but please stop that. I actually like having peace of mind when I'm at the crib, all right? Like, I see all y'all ads. I see all y'all mentions, okay? I said it. I see all y'all stuff y'all be saying. I see all y'all families. I get it. I'm just as excited as y'all are. But you gotta chill, though. Come on. Like, we can have some fun with it, but, like, the love is already there, right? The message is spread. I appreciate your ancestral run. Thank you for being tapped in. And I appreciate all y'all for tuning in. But please, all y'all fan bases, like, stop mentioning me just for, like, the next month or two or three. Whenever I make my decisions, please stop mentioning me.
He's saying we got to chill, but this might be hot, actually.
You know what I'm saying?
So is this hot news or not news?
Look, Uptown Dog, you just alluded to it, man. It's hot news. There are all types of different reports right now swirling around Kyrie Irving and his impending free agency this summer. It has been a super tumultuous year for that young man. He gets traded from Brooklyn at the trade deadline to Dallas. His pairing with Luka Doncic obviously didn't go well in an uber-strong Western Conference. There are reports that Mark Cuban and the Mavericks are going to do whatever they can to pony up the cash to keep Kyrie in Dallas, but I think the Lakers, that fit him, AD, and Bron, woo, that's hot news, Uptown Don, for sure.
All right, let's keep it going. Our buddy Keith Pompey, who covers the Sixers for the Philadelphia Inquirer, reports that James Harden might be looking to leave Philly and return back to the Rockets. And we all know how Rockets James Harden was, you know, a beast for sure.
And the economy was damn good in Houston as well.
for sure. Cheap houses down south. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so the current star at the moment for the Rockets, Jalen Green, he had some thoughts on Paul George's podcast potentially about a James Harden return. I'll play that for you and let me know your thoughts.
Do it.
It's there's obviously been some links of James wanting to come back to the team. Mm. Have you had any experience with James or?
I've chopped it up with him. We talked, kicked it a little bit. Mm. So yeah.
Personally, I wouldn't. Like, I feel like at this point, like that's your like you're the king of Houston. Yeah. Like, they made their decision. No. They made their decision on who the future is. When you pick a guy with the fourth pick, he's our guy. You know what I mean? And so they full on committed to who the future is. Mm-hmm. Like, I think you bring James in and you're going, like you said, you're going through, like, you got to go through this. You got to go through being double teamed, being triple teamed, you know, being the target every time. You got to go through that. And you bring on someone like James, who's such a ball dominant player, like that's gonna hinder your growth a little bit. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Regardless of how it can elevate you on another level of him teaching you and you learning off of him, I feel like for you, you've already been through the fire. So like, you know, let you continue to learn. You know what I mean?
No, I agree. I think it play both ways. Like you just said, like it could help and hurt at the same time. I didn't really talk to him too much about, you know, the rumors and stuff like that. But I mean, yeah, I'm with you on that. That's all I'm going to
say.
Stay your ass somewhere else, James.
Is this hot news or not news?
Yeah, look, I'm going to say it's hot news, and here's why, right? Our pal Keith Pompey has been on this thing from the get-go. All signs right now are pointing towards a James Harden reunion with the Rockets, and according to that audio, Jalen Green don't seem to be all on board with James Harden coming to Houston. And as far as his options this offseason, The Rockets are one of the teams littered with cap space. He wants a max contract. They can give it to him. But if your young core and your young star don't want James in the building, as PG alluded to, how do you piss him off? I'm going to say that's hot news, man. It's going to get spicy for the beard this summer.
For sure, definitely. Another man that commands a lot of attention, Mr. LeBron James. It's been reported that he had been playing through a torn tendon in his foot, and he might require surgery this offseason. Is this hot news or not news?
Yeah, I'm going to say it's not news, and here's why. LeBron James dominated in the closeout game where the Lakers ended up getting bounced by the Nuggets. But it was very apparent, like, he was having to pace himself throughout the postseason. He's not right. So the reason I'm going to say it's not news, and it's kind of what I assumed, right? Everyone knows that we were having conversations on this very program about whether or not LeBron James could still carry a team. I think he can when fully healthy, and that was the big problem for him during the postseason. You remember, he missed the last month and a half of the regular season and tried to turn it off for the postseason. It helped them in the first round. They were able to get past who they play in the first round. I'm completely having a brain fart. They were able to get past Memphis. They got past Golden State in the second round, but the Joker was too much for him, man, and they needed a healthy LeBron James. I'm going to say it's not news because I knew he was playing hurt.
And you just set me up for another transition. Speaking of people who are pretending to be hurt.
Right.
Flopping in the NBA, we all know, has been an issue for some time now. So the NBA is considering some in-game punishments for flopping, which include losing, considering free throws and possessions. Changing as part of the punishment. So that can definitely affect and alter how you go about your game planning if you're a coach.
100.
So they're going to basically decide to try this out potentially in the summer league. So we'll be able to see, you know, where this might go. So is this hot news or not news if they actually decide to put this in play?
I don't know how I feel about it. And, like, let me know if you agree. How the hell can you tell if somebody's flopping or not? Like, I think the line is too blurred. For NBA officials, they can't even make calls on fouls. You want them to start judging people for flopping? I think it's stupid. I don't know if it's hot news or not news. I think it's stupid. I'll say that. The NBA needs to grow the hell up. You can't enforce flopping, y'all. There's nothing you can do. You know what they need to do, Uptown Don? In all sports, for real. NFL, MLB, get me non-human AI referees that aren't going to make a damn mistake, because I'm tired of seeing teams have their season altered over the zebras. Crazy.
Yeah, I'm with you. I feel like when I first saw that, I was like, it's too open to, like, interpretation.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
that's what I was trying to say. Too hard to interpret. Yeah.
Exactly, because my eyes could see something that your eyes might not. And,
right.
You know, I think it's flopping. Maybe a real, you know, it's just too much blurred lines, you know? So it'd be interesting to see how they actually enforce that, if they do it.
Could you imagine during the crunch time moments of a basketball game, in the playoffs, as we're in the playoffs now, that a game gets decided on a flopping call? That somebody gets free throws in possession and gets helped back into the game off of a flopping call? It's the craziest thing the NBA's ever come up with. You remember a couple years ago they were fining folks for flopping? That makes sense.
Yeah, I do, but also, I mean, it's still...
It's still the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's clearly a problem. Something needs to be done, but it's just hard because it's just, how can you really tell? And especially when a play is happening in real time.
Exactly.
A lot of calls that we see get missed anyway, so how can you really tell if someone's flopping or not?
It's crazy talk, man. You know who I blame for all this flopping talk? Man, that Jeff Van Gundy, man. He has been on ESPN crying about this every game that he calls. The NBA's got to figure out something, though, when it comes to the flopping. The final hour of power in this program coming up next. We'll switch things to the gridiron. I was fortunate enough yesterday to be boots on the ground for Commanders OTAs. I'll give you my observation and empty out my OTA notebook next. This is The Fan.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.